Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort, the COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks, and everybody working in the oil industry around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can Google the Captain's America Third Watch and find us just about anywhere you can possibly think of. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to say hello first to a whole bunch of people in the chat room. Hello to LJ, and hello to, Terry up in Nashville. Hello to Steve in Thailand. Hello to Al in Nebraska. Hello to Wally. Richard up in Oregon. Hello to Amanda. Hello to Sam the Paper Man. Hello to Lynn in Cape Cod. Hello to Bill up in Palm Harbor. Hello to Thomas the Suicide Jockey, who's out and about tonight. And Thomas, I hate to tell you the bad news, but the wholesale price of gasoline, my man, went down to 51 cents a gallon today. Diesel, 73 cents a gallon. That's what it's dropped down to, and I don't know where that's going to go. But anyway, Kyle, we got a little message here from Steve about CNN. You want to read it? Can you see it?
Steve chimes in and says, the FCC needs to look into CNN's licensing to see if the fake news they are reporting, the latest being about Kim Jong-un being brain dead, and the lies and deceiving by the network regarding Chris Cuomo's antics, for example, to see if the network should be fined or have their license revoked.
Now, the thing about the FCC and the thing about CNN is, first of all, they are on cable television. And cable has a whole different set of rules than does regular terrestrial television. And one of them is, if CNN wanted to play pictures of naked women all day long on their cable network, they could do it, and it's perfectly legitimate, correct?
One would think, yeah.
Right. Well, no, not one would think. They can do it. They can do it. I mean, they can really do it. Not to say that that's what I'm suggesting, but they can do it. That's how ridiculous the rules are. And CNN comes under a gist of totally different rules until they go on a terrestrial television station. Like, let's say it's CNN News on Channel 7 in Atlanta, or Channel 3 in Orlando, then it comes under the guideline of the FCC. But until then, they can pretty much say and do almost whatever they want.
Well, right. And but here's the thing, though, about the fake news. You know, President Trump sort of coined that term, and there's a lot of people out there who watch now perhaps in a different way, and they are looking for those kinds of things. And when they see it right smack in front of them, like we saw with this reporting about Kim Jong-un,
mm-hmm.
Then they take maybe a step back and say, wait a minute, are mm-hmm. they, you know, how are they getting their news here?
Now, let's talk about Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader who apparently is alive, and we don't really know what his condition is. We're hearing, again, mixed stories. But Kim Jong-un's sister is amongst the potential successors, and apparently before he had this operation, he put her on some sort of committee with the rest of his generals or leaders or whoever's on that little committee that runs the country along with him. And while we are getting mixed messages about Kim Jong-un's health and his heart procedure, she may, in fact, be the one at the current time that may be calling the shots.
Very, very possible. And, of course, this is all behind the Stalinist wall that's there. But we do have a couple of interesting things to report. We understand that China has an emergency medical team on standby if needed, according to a report coming out of Taiwan. Also, we understand, Captain, that I've seen a couple of different reports now that South Korea seems to be saying that Kim Jong-un is still basically in charge, and they seem to be disputing the idea that he may be in grave danger or totally incapacitated.
Well, you got to remember how that started, Kyle. It started with a tweet, and Katie Tour from MSNBC and NBC picked it up and ran with the story as a breaking story, and NBC ran with it. They came out and broke into the news. Kim Jong-un is near death and may, in fact, have died. And then all of a sudden, Jim Scudo at CNN picked it up, did the same thing. And then within 15 or 20 minutes of that, just to be outdone, some individual service who I've never heard of from South Korea that's got one reporter, and it's not even a journalist, it's just somebody that sends social messages back and forth from North Korea. He said that he had heard that Kim Jong-un had passed away, and that none of that was true, none of it.
Right, right. And even in South Korea, there's a group called the Daily NK, or Daily North Korea.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one you're talking about, I believe.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about a bipartisan Senate panel that gave a report yesterday about Russia and Canada, what they're up to, Wall Street. And by the way, the oral polio vaccine. What'd you hear about this one? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Relief Factor. Now, again, if you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, or just general old pain and uncomfortableness to begin with, then let me suggest to you something that I've been taking for going on 4 years. Now, this is an all-natural product called Relief Factor, and they have something called the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start that you can start right away. You'll have it in about 2 to 3 days from the time you order it. And if you take it the way it tells you to take it, you start out with three packets a day for 1 week, and then you take 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's your 3 week supply. It'll work for you. More than likely, 82% of the people that order it from me wind up staying on the product. So there you go. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. That's the website they gave to me, unique to me. Relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3 week quick start. Go over to the website. You'll see the little tutorial and a little video that's right there. Tell you all about it. Tell you what's in it, how it works for you. And all I know is it works for me, and I've been taking it for 4 years. So if it worked for me, hopefully it will work for you too, and you'll be a happy camper and feeling a whole bunch better about things in general. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor in politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard reportedly about an hour ago launched a military satellite. Now, we don't know exactly what the military satellite is. You can speculate any way you want. I'm pretty sure it'd be a spy satellite.
One would think, exactly, yes.
So Iran is still doing what they're doing. And again, this is showing us that they have ICBM capabilities by doing this.
Well, certainly. And just like other nations that don't like the United States very much, they probably want to use this time where they perceive a distraction and or weakness as they see it, as a time to go ahead and do the kinds of things that are very provocative like this. And also it's good for home consumption as well. But it is very, very serious. Not only that, but Iran also has designs in terms of drones and things like this that could easily go after Israel, if they so decide.
Now, a bipartisan Senate panel yesterday came to a final conclusion about the Russian nonsense back in 2016, and they came to the conclusion that Russia did try to interfere in the 2016 election. Russia. That's a bipartisan Senate panel, Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And one of the things that they mention is they don't believe that the Steele dossier, which, of course, as we know, was fabricated and full of all kinds of lies and so forth, that didn't enter into the overall intelligence assessment of what Russia was trying to evidently do. But I think, of course, in the long run, was Russia effective in helping, quote unquote, Trump get elected? I don't know, unless, you know, they're some kind of real conspiracy theorist that you could hang your hat on the idea.
No, they were trying to interfere. They were trying to interfere, but they were not trying to help Trump get elected. That's not what the commission said.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Canada and Prime Minister Trudeau. He has pledged, after what happened in Nova Scotia with the horrible mass shooting, stricter gun control legislation. This is not the first time we've heard this in Canada.
Well, of course not, but this comes on the heels of 23 people that were killed in Nova Scotia, and Prime Minister Trudeau had said that, you know, that yeah, he will be expanding on this and so forth. But again, this is a part of his own policy. It seems to be a logical outgrowth of what we would expect him to say and do, and our hearts go out to the people of Nova Scotia.
Now, Wall Street is on a very uneven ride right now. Tumbled again as U.S. oil collapsed again. The virus and fueling more virus fears, and Americans are right now souring on the economy in general. Their outlook in lockdown is just they're not confident about things, and they're all looking for their stimulus checks. The people that are sitting at home, senior citizens, are still saying, "Where's my check? I haven't seen it." Well, I don't know, but we had a theory on that yesterday too, didn't we?
Well, exactly, that some of the money might not get to them because it could be earning interest somewhere.
Well, until next month, because the next month is when and by the way, the Social Security checks are always a month behind. You know that.
Right.
Okay, a lot of federal checks are a month behind. So when they say you're going to get it on April the 15th, meaning they're going to issue it April the 15th, the check for April the 15th actually comes May the 15th, that dollar amount.
That's right. Well, and as you mentioned, Captain, the oil crash, that's really what's driving a lot of this as well, in addition to all of the coronavirus issues. But on the bright side, if there is a bright side in all this, the oil is down in price because there is so much of it. And gasoline, too, as well. Exactly. Once the economies start to reopen across the country on whatever schedule, that supply is going to be dipped into very quickly, and we will see oil, I think, return back to what we might call normal at this point. But it's not because there's not any oil or that there's some problem with it. It's just that with the lockdown, nobody's using it.
And virus-related job losses have hit the Black and Hispanic communities very hard. They were the ones that were benefiting the most from some of the jobs that were being added to the economy, and now they're being hurt the worst because they're the first ones that seems to lose their jobs.
And that's a very, very sad thing, obviously, and another reason, Captain, why these stimulus checks are so very, very important. And in this, what they sort of call the second round of layoffs is also going to hit very hard, and it's going to cross over all kinds of different racial and cultural lines and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because some people that are working at home or have the ability to work at home, whatever they're doing, their product streams are drying up right now, too.
And now Netflix is a company which was really not going anywhere. They were having some problems, remember?
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, they've added 15.8 million customers in a temporary boost during the quarantine. That's 15.8 million. And Chipotle has agreed, they got nailed in the meantime to having some tainted food, and they've agreed to a record $25 million fine over their tainted food.
Yeah, that is really something. And of course, the Netflix thing, that there's a lot of people, I know many people who are talking about shows on Netflix these days or whatever they're streaming. And that seems to be a real pastime. But the boost might be sort of temporary for Netflix as people get ready to go back to work and so forth. But we'll have to wait and see.
Now, the oral polio vaccine, which has been around quite a while, reportedly now can beat the virus, according to medical experts. What's that all about?
Well, and from what I understand, Captain, it looks like it helps to, in the earlier days, too, they found that this vaccine evidently helped people fight off the flu and this kind of thing. So as they're studying this more closely, it might be something that could boost their ability to resist the COVID-19, from what I understand.
Okay, and I just saw the thing on Joe Biden up here up on television. He's promising a minimum wage of $15 an hour, and for some families, promising them free college.
Well, wow, where have we heard that before? We've heard
Bernie Sanders,
that's right. And this is part of the takeover of the Democrat Party with these kinds of things. Now, interestingly enough, Bernie Sanders got rejected by the Democrats to be the nominee. So we'll see how it will play with Joe Biden, but some of that is going to be lip service.
And the other thing is he's also said that he would consider Michelle Obama in a heartbeat for vice president if she wanted to do it.
He has said that, and how real viable that truly is sort of remains to be seen. I think that the Democrat elite would be looking at somebody who'd be like a governor, somebody who's been a chief executive of something in the past. Michelle Obama has enormously incredible name recognition, and
but I'm not sure she'd want to be the target.
Well,
she'd be a big target.
Yeah, I don't know that she would want to sort of do that. And
her law license and why she lost it would come up.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And then I think you'd have a lot of understandable complaining from those who spent a lot of time supporting other women in this whole run up in the Democratic primary season, and why one of those particular candidates wouldn't be maybe first on the list. In other words, it's harder and harder to make it look like the Michelle Obama thing would not be some kind of a stunt.
All right, and tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And by the way, the price of oil, West Texas crude, $10.01 per barrel right now. $10.01 per barrel. Brent crude oil is down to $19.33 a barrel. Gasoline at the refinery starts out at 51 cents. And diesel at the refinery starts out at 73 cents. The one-year futures on oil is at $11 a barrel. Wow. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says America is getting back to work.
We're opening up America again. 20 states representing 40% of the U.S. population have announced that they are making plans and preparations to safely restart their economies.
The Senate has taken action on another relief package for small businesses and medical aid.
Now let's just get this done.
Let's move ahead and get it done for the American people.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's frustrated by days of delays before the bill could come to the Senate floor for a vote.
This is a significant package.
Significant because it replenished the drain paycheck protection program for small businesses. Democrats had held out until some of that money was set aside for the smallest of small businesses, as well as funding for hospitals and for coronavirus testing. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And we'll have Bo on the program again Thursday, so get those questions ready for him. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from Tampa. Now, the National Aviation Academy, of course, has had their campus shut down while the shelter-in-place was going on, and they'll be opening again in May. For more information, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. But the National Aviation Academy offers you a tremendous opportunity to have a career second to none. Now,
Aviation maintenance techs are in very high demand right now, as you might well expect with all the aircraft that need to be inspected and reviewed and whatnot, taken in and out of service. And there's more aircraft out of service right now because they've canceled flights and they parked the aircraft. So this is a very lucrative job, which is going to give you a tremendous career for quite a while to come. But the aviation maintenance industry is definitely booming right now. So if you'll go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to schedule the tour at either one of the facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, the Pentagon is bracing for a three-month slowdown on major defense equipment. The U.S. Defense Department expects to see a three-month delay across the majority of the major defense acquisition program portfolio as a result of workforce and supply chain issues caused by the coronavirus pandemic come to light. Now, the other thing right now is North Korea and China. Now, a Kim Jong-un demise could destabilize the region. It might create a massive refugee flow and force the U.S. and South Korea and possibly other regional allies to react to the upheaval. We'll see. Hypothetical. And then there's China. You heard in the news, those of you that were listening to the news, that get the news during my show, that China has a medical team standing by ready to go if North Korea needs it. And China right now is expanding their territorial foothold, while other adversaries are ramping up harassment of U.S. forces in the region. Again, kick them while they're down. Although they don't know how far down we are, if we're down at all. And the Defense Department's stop movement order has been extended through June, per a Defense Secretary memo that went out to the force on Monday. Now, an internal office of the Secretary of Defense assessment calls for the Navy to cut two aircraft carriers from its fleet, freeze the large surface combatant fleet of destroyers and cruisers around current levels, and add dozens of unmanned or lightly manned ships to the inventory, according to documents that were in the Defense News paper yesterday. In addition, a Belgian F-16 fighter patrolling the Baltic region intercepted two Russian Air Force fighters flying over a U.S. destroyer off the Lithuanian coast. We didn't hear about that until right now. This is the third incident in a week involving Russian fighters either buzzing our aircraft or, in this particular case, flying over a U.S. destroyer. Now, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard announced that it has significantly upgraded the range of its anti-warship missiles. This could make for an interesting development in the Persian Gulf and the other areas in the region. And a civilian working at Camp Casey has been banned from all U.S. bases in South Korea for 2 years for visiting an off-base bar against restrictions aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus, the military said. We'll see how that works out. Also, Army Green Berets are moving to confront new threats in West Africa as they are cutting the medevac flights that they have for troops in West Africa, relying now on more local forces than their own. And the military continues to diagnose more than 100 new COVID-19 cases a day. Again, that is just something that is, again, in the grand scheme of things, right? So we'll see how that plays out. Now, Ted Cruz had a lot to say yesterday on Fox News, and here is what he was talking about with Brian Kilmeade.
We're just getting word that Senator Chuck Schumer is saying that there is a deal. This is great news. It's phase 3.5. Let's bring in Senator Ted Cruz to get his reaction. Senator, what can you tell us?
Well, good morning. They've been negotiating all evening and this morning. I just got the same notice you did that Schumer says he signed off. So we'll see the specifics. The broad terms of what had been being discussed yesterday were an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Plan, in addition to $75 billion directed to hospitals and additional funding for testing. We'll see the specifics of what was agreed to, but that's at least where the deal was as of last night.
Hey, Senator, just to clarify, Senator Schumer says they have an agreement on major elements of the program, but he's dealing with his left flank, too. People like AOC want guaranteed income for everyone of $2,000 for basically the whole country, and this was supposed to be just a replacement for the Paycheck Protection Program. Now it's morphed into much more.
You know, the games the Democrats are playing on this are ridiculous. We saw this on the CARES Act, where we had a bipartisan agreement on the CARES Act, and then at the last minute, Nancy Pelosi parachuted in, blew it up, and delayed it for 4 days when people desperately needed relief. We now have the Paycheck Protection Plan, which has proven immensely popular. It is the difference between life and death for millions of small businesses across the country, restaurants and bars and movie theaters and nail salons and hair salons, and the Democrats have allowed this program to expire, and they just held it hostage, and they're continuing to do it. My message to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, stop screwing around with these small businesses and people's livelihoods, because the partisan games they're playing are having very real consequences across the country.
Well, yeah, they are, and let's drift over real quick. Good morning, Todd in Tampa.
Hey, boss, let's get down to business. Let me tell Ted Cruz and Hannity and the rest of you, you're not tough enough. Step aside, you're not tough enough, okay? The left is coming, and they don't care who they run over. Do you understand that, Ted Cruz and Hannity? Where's Attorney General getting arrested, Rose and Steve McCabe and all them, okay? Wake up, man. Me and the captain did with Trump since before the guy stepped on the escalator at Trump Tower. We were counting this guy, okay? We've been with him the whole time. These governors trying to tell us we can't go to work, who do they, they're kings now? They're kings? You work for us. Okay, DeSantis, you should be leading the way here in Florida. You should be leading the way. If I was governor, I'd have everybody get back to work. Use your common sense, because everybody's essential. Okay, Tom Brady's essential. The janitor here is essential. Elvis Presley said, "I shake the janitor's hand because the mayor don't need me." Okay, that's what I'm talking about. That housewife needs that job. Let's get to work and lead the country here, and get that and people back to work here. Doggone it!
Come to
okay?
Me. All right.
God bless you. Let's get to work. Let's go.
All right. Thank you. That's Todd in Tampa. All righty. The music was coming in there, and it was going to cut him off anyway. All right. We'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. And then Denise Simon, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Never mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got to run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and they're here in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run.
Alrighty, that's Jerry Reed and Eastbound and Down, Load Up and Chuckin', the song, the theme song from Smokey and the Bandits a number of years ago. What a movie that was, a sequel of movies, because they had more than one. And you had Smokey, you had the Bandits, you had Fred the Basset Hound in the front seat with
with Snowman, the driver, and, of course, Bandit was up there with Frog in the little old Trans Am, always being chased by the sheriff. Now, this portion of the program, a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because they are open for business, the largest truck stop chain in the country. Need a shower? Got it. Need to do your laundry? Got it. Need some food? Got it. Guess what? Need an oil change? If they've got a shop there, it's open. If they got one close by, they're open. Need tires? They got them, too. If there's a shop there, so be it, because some of them have them, some of them don't. They have places right close by. But anyway, whatever's going on, Pilot and Flying J, the truck stops are open, so stop by and see them, unlike some of the other truck stops that are not open. Now, a cold front will drop into the northeast and mid-Atlantic today, triggering more strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds from D.C., Baltimore, on up through New York Metro. And a third round of severe thunderstorms and flash flooding is forecast to move over the deep south Wednesday and Thursday. Meanwhile, a moderate risk for excessive rainfall is forecast Wednesday and an enhanced severe risk Thursday. Now, we have got right now, and I'm going to go right to where the bad weather is, we've got severe thunderstorms, and I've been watching this. It's moved along a little bit. It was just kind of sitting there in the central part right along the state line of Oklahoma, about 40 or 50 miles north of the Texas border on I-35. Now it has moved to the east from that same area all the way over to where I can see it into the southwest corner of Arkansas with some severe thunderstorms and or flash flood watches and warnings. And possibly there's a tornado watch associated with this just inside Texas at the moment, headed towards Texarkana. We'll see what all of that means. It's to the north and to the west of Texarkana. And if you're over on I-30, you can probably see the thunder and lightning right now. Now, up in the panhandle, around Lubbock, possibility some storms in that area. Amarillo, possibility some storms there. There's some rain up in the central part, about a 40 or 50 mile stretch of the central part of Montana tonight. That's it. There's a little bit of rain in southern Oregon along Medford and the northern part of California. That's it. There's some wind down in the valley, down by Ontario, California, and that's it. And then over on I-10, down to the Mexican border, east of El Paso, you've got some winds right now and the possibility for some storms to develop down that way, too. Meanwhile, up on I-20, from the Texas-Louisiana line across I-20, across Louisiana, across Mississippi, you've got a band of rain that's about 40 or 50 miles wide, and it's pretty much following I-20 right now, moving to the east. You do have some rain, scattered showers in Georgia, central Georgia on up to Tennessee, the mountains of North Carolina tonight. You do have a frost warning, and up in the northeastern corner of Tennessee, you've got a frost warning there. That extends up into the southwestern corner of Virginia. However, when you move up a little bit into Virginia, you're going to find a freeze warning there along I-81. Temperatures will be pretty cool. Kentucky, half of Kentucky's under a frost watch or warning. And same thing for the eastern part of Indiana and the western shore of Michigan, right there along the lake. And upstate New York, it looks like we might have some snow going on tonight up in upstate New York from about Rochester to Oswego to Watertown. Looks like there could be some snow going on, lake effect snow up in there right now. I know there was in Buffalo yesterday. And cold temperatures right straight across the central lower part of Ohio and over into Pennsylvania, the lower half of Pennsylvania, south of the Pennsylvania Turnpike and I-80, down into Maryland, down into the mountains of West Virginia, over into New Jersey, over into Delaware, southeastern New York, over into Connecticut, Long Island, and it looks like it's going to be moving out to sea here. That whole system's going to move out to sea. In the meantime, up there, right about Presque Isle and Caribou, you've got one area of snow in Maine, and that's where it is right now. So that's what you're looking at. And the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. They are wide open, They got everything that they normally would have for the truckers. Now, as far as indoor seating, it's very limited, as you might well know. They do have the outdoor seating, though, if you want to sit outdoors, so that's not a problem. Order your food, and then you get it outdoors, so there you go. But showers, laundry, everything else is there, fuel. And by the way, in case you haven't heard, a price of gasoline went down to 51 cents a gallon at the refinery yesterday. That's where it starts out today. And diesel is down to 73 cents a gallon. Why is diesel higher? Well, because they collect a federal tax to begin with off the diesel. They don't do that with gasoline. All right, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, you?
I'm busy. Iran launched a big old satellite, military satellite, about an hour and a half ago. What do you know about it?
Well, this was, I think, their third or fourth attempt. The others had failed, so this one did reach orbit. I would imagine that we have some pretty good intelligence on it, and it, given our capabilities, I would imagine it may not stay up there very long.
Well, the other thing is, in lieu of what's been going on here with all these planes being buzzed, our planes being buzzed by the Russians and all that stuff, apparently an Italian fighter intercepted two Russian fighters that were flying over one of our destroyers in the Caspian Sea, Baltic Sea.
I did not see that report.
I got it right here in front of my formerly nicotine-stained hands. Who said that before? But anyway, here it is right here. Let me find it real quick and read it real quick because here it are. An F-16 Belgian F-16 fighter patrolling the Baltic region intercepted two Russian Air Force fighters flying over a U.S. destroyer off the Lithuanian coast, and this happened day before yesterday.
Okay.
NATO's reporting it. So, and then, of course, Iran is now saying, in addition to the little rocket episode, that they've now got a higher-range anti-warship missile.
Well, they obviously are not broke, then, I would say.
Nope.
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps seems to be able to do this kind of stuff, so,
Well, do they? Are they the ones that have a pipeline there that they pipe oil out of Iran?
No.
Is it well, then what do they have there? Is it natural gas? They got something they...
Well, it's not Iranian. I mean, Iran does, but not Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. They probably just provide the security for it.
Okay, well, I'm sure that that's where they're getting their money, because there's got to be a way for them to continue to get money. And I knew about the oil, because they're the largest refinery of the Arabian countries, right, as far as refining products?
Iran?
Yeah, aren't they?
No, you got Saudi Arabia, you got Kuwait.
Not producer, refiner. I think there's a difference, and I think that's something I learned a while ago. But anyway, I can check that when I go to break. But anyway, we will be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And oh, yeah, that big old deal yesterday, $484 billion of virus relief package, dubbed Stimulus 3.5. We'll talk about that and what that's going to mean for the scheme of things. And is it enough, or are we going to hear more? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.